This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. All inmates in federal prisons are under a two-week lockdown to stem the spread of coronavirus. More than 500 inmates and workers have tested positive. 10 have died. KERA's Christopher Connolly talked with people affected by the lockdown at a prison in Fort Worth.
Life on lockdown is frustrating, and it's scary, says Mindy Forbes. She's serving time at Federal Medical Facility Carswell. It's a prison holding more than 1,600 women who have special medical and mental health needs.
We have ran out of toilet paper. We've ran out of pads. We've had no soap for our bathrooms. We get out one time a day for 10 minutes. We walk to the chow hall. We come back with a hot lunch, and we come back with bologna every night.
Tensions are running high with no scheduled recreation or activities. Forbes says there are about 250 women in her housing unit, but only about 120 chairs. They sleep four to a cell, less than 3 feet apart. Everyone's expected to wear the same disposable mask every day. The phones are in pretty heavy use, but Forbes hasn't seen anyone sanitize them.
Basically, I just wiped it off myself on my shirt, hoping not to get it. We are not implementing anything that should be implemented.
Even scarier, the unit across the hall was put under quarantine because of a suspected coronavirus case, Forbes says. But officers still move between that quarantined unit and hers.
So whatever they've got, we're going to have.
A Bureau of Prisons case tracker shows two inmates have tested positive for COVID-19 at Carswell, though it's not clear how widespread testing for the disease is. Earlier this month, KXAS-TV reported that a pregnant woman suspected of having COVID-19 was rushed from the prison to a hospital for an emergency C-section. She's now in critical care on a ventilator, but a baby, born premature, was doing well, according to the report. Administrators at the prison have not responded to requests for comment.
The conditions are bad for us. We're all really scared. They're not telling us anything.
Forbes is serving a 20-year sentence for conspiring to launder money from illegal marijuana sales. She has pernicious anemia, which can weaken the immune system, and says Carswell is a medical prison facility filled with women who are elderly, pregnant, or have chronic conditions that make them especially vulnerable. A lawyer by training, Forbes has been helping women in her unit file motions for release. Many, she says, are nonviolent first-time offenders like her.
They need to be released on ankle monitors or home confinement. And they are not bad people. But if we leave them here in this petri dish, there's a possibility they could all die, and they did not get life sentences.
Late last month, Attorney General Bill Barr sent a memo ordering the release of some elderly, vulnerable, and low-risk people from federal prisons. Since then, about 900 people have been let out to home confinement.
We have 10,000 inmates over 60. Generally speaking, about a third of our inmates have pre-existing conditions.
For people with loved ones inside the prison, lockdown means communication is extra challenging, says Brittany Winner. Her sister, Reality Winner, is locked up in Carswell for leaking a classified document.
And for me, the powerlessness of not always knowing whether she's safe or healthy or what is going to happen to her next. I mean, we're all suffering here, even on the outside.
Winner says her sister struggles with severe anxiety and other mental health issues, and being locked in means she doesn't get the daily hour of recreation that helps her stay centered.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is the worst, normally she's at about a 7. Now I'd say she's at a 12.
Winner says it feels like her sister and all the people locked down in the federal prison system are being given an extra punishment beyond their sentence, even if it's being done in the name of public health.
It is easy to look at people who are in prison and think, well, they deserve it. They belong in there. They've done something bad. Well, somebody still loves them.
Which is why she says as many people as possible need to be released as quickly as possible. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.
Since KERA first reported this story, Mindy Forbes, the inmate at Federal Medical Center Carswell, was put into administrative segregation or solitary confinement. Her father, Gene Estes, said it was punishment for speaking to the media about conditions inside the prison and the fears she and other inmates have about coronavirus spreading.
And I think main reason why she probably did it is because she is really scared for her life and scared for the other people that she's in there with. And I just don't know why she's being punished for trying to help herself and other people.
Requests for comment from the Carswell Unit and the Federal Bureau of Prisons were not returned as of last night.